Praise be Jesus Christ. Today's gospel, we have our Lord explaining to us that he is the vine and we are the branches. He says, I am the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. It's by means of baptism that we are first grafted on to Christ and that we receive his divine life in our souls, the life of grace. And that's the imagery that the vine and the branches is meant to give. Just as that life-giving sap goes from the trunk out to the branches and keeps the branches alive and enables them to bear fruit, so it is the soul that is grafted onto Christ by means of baptism. If he remains, abides in Christ, he will bear fruit. That is, the soul in grace will be used by God as an instrument of grace for others. He will produce spiritual fruit. So how do we abide in Christ once we've been grafted into him? By means of baptism. Well, our Lord says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. So we remain in Christ by keeping his commandments. Of course, that makes sense, because how do we detach ourselves from Christ? How do we destroy the life of grace in our souls? By mortal sin. Mortal sin destroys the life of grace, cuts us off from that life-giving vine who is Christ. But if we keep his commandments, we preserve the life of grace in our souls, we will abide in his love. So then our Lord talks about the consequences if we don't keep the commandments, if we commit mortal sin and we are cut off from him. He says, without me, you can do nothing. That is, the soul who is not in God's grace cannot perform any works meritorious of eternal life. He may actually do many good things, but if he does not have God's grace in his soul, there is no merit in those works before God. And so our Lord says, without me, apart from me, you can do nothing meritorious of eternal life. If anyone abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch and shall wither, and they shall gather him up and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. So there our Lord says that by not abiding in him, by living and especially dying in mortal sin, he shall be cast into the fire and burneth. An obvious reference to the eternal fires of hell. Now our Lord then explains that this teaching should not be burdensome to us. You know, the love of God, living the life of grace, should not feel like a burden for the Christian. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be filled." In fact, our day-to-day Christian life should not feel oppressive. Keeping God's commandments should not be burdensome, but it should be a joy, the joy and the freedom of the children of God. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials and tribulations to endure. In fact, St. Peter talks about this in today's epistle. He says, wherein you shall greatly rejoice, if now you must be for a little time made sorrowful in diverse temptations, that the trial of your faith, much more precious than gold, which is tried by the fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor. So yes, we will have to undergo trials in order that our faith, our charity, be purified. But nevertheless, Christ's joy and Christ's love should abide in our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Et Jesus.